Okay, so this morning it's just great to be here and share with you. I can't believe it's 3 years since I was last here sharing with you. How quickly has that time gone? So it's a little bit difficult to stand up in front of a whole group of people and summarise 3 years of your life. So I've decided it'd be much better if we played a game, okay? Before we play the game, I'll give you a little introduction because I think there might be a few people here who've like, who is this crazy lady who's bought an alpaca and all these things here with us today? So my name is Sharon Jones. I'm a mission worker with Latin Link and I used to be a primary school teacher, which might explain some of the crazy games as well. What do I do? I'm now currently leading a ministry that's called Buena Tierra, which means good soil. First Spanish lesson this morning. And our vision is to equip churches, not just in Peru, but across Latin America, to help teach kids and young people the Bible and help them to get to know God better and to help the teachers be better. So we do training as well. So that's a bit of what I do. You're going to find out more about that as we go along. And where am I? Peru, yay! Okay, so Peru is over that side of the world in South America, and I live and work in Lima, and I've been there all together now in Peru 8 years. So time is flying by, and there is its lovely red and white flag. So when Peru get to the World Cup, I'll just have to wear red and white, and I can support England and Peru. But yes, we have to beat New Zealand first. So we're going to play. Some of you might have seen, I've got a game over here, it's called Peru, a Perilous Paradise. Those of you who are kind of sat on that side, you might not be able to see the game board, but there's going to be like pretty pictures up here for you to see as well. Okay, so what's the idea? You're going to be travelling around Peru, being me, okay, and there's two llamas that they're going to be moving around that have got me riding on them, because that's how I travel all the time. And you're going to be finding out about what God's been up to, okay, in my life and in the ministry. And so we're going to have two teams, which handily, you are wonderfully divided into two. So this is going to be the blue team, Larry the Llama's team. Where's Larry's team? Woo! Hey, okay. And this is going to be the coral llama, Lucy the Lima's team. Woo! Hey, okay, so Larry and Lucy. So we've got our two teams, and you're going to be moving around the map of Peru, starting at my house in Lima. And to move, we're going to be throwing the number dice. And then also, you get to throw the peril or paradise dice, okay? The mountains mean peril, and the palm trees mean paradise, okay? And so there's going to be some stories that I tell you along the way. The paradise ones will be quite positive, and the peril ones, not so much. But they all come with a but, because God is good no matter what. Okay, and there'll be a few consequences for your teams. So you're going to be travelling around, and also, as you go around, you get to collect items, like a lovely little guinea pig. Okay, so each team will get to collect items. So what I'm going to need is some helpers. Okay, so I need a couple of, you know, smaller helpers from this side, okay, from Larry's team, and I need some smaller help. Are there any smaller helpers this side? Might have to divide up our smaller helpers. Okay, can you two go on that team? Yeah? And then you two can come and help me with this team. And I need two big helpers as well. Need two big helpers from each team. Grown-up helpers, please. Okay, you go that side. You're going to be throwing the dice. So your role is to throw these dice, okay, when it's your team's turn. And then you need to get the dice to the other team, and they're going to roll them. So have I got grown-up from each team yet? No? One grown-up? I said no to you. Sit down. I want you to listen. I said no to you. Thank you. Got one for Lucy's team. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, another grown-up from Larry's team, please. Who's going to come and help me? Yes, thank you, Jack. Okay, you lovely gentlemen are in charge of the llama's travel. I can't go past the speaker. So if you could take your team's llama, Larry's is blue and Lucy's is coral, and put them on the house in the south of Lima. That's where I live. In the middle. That's it on the house. That's it. And we're going to go round clockwise and then jump to the arrows. You're going to jump from circle to circle, okay? Just from circle to circle. So you're going to need to pay attention. You just stay over there. That's fine. Just pay attention, all right? Because we don't want any cheating. Okay, you guys, you know, make sure they're not cheating or anything. Okay, so are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Larry's team, where are you? Lucy's team? Okay, Lucy's team, definitely shouted the loudest, so you get to go first. So throw both dice quickly. Brilliant. Let's see what you get. They've got four. So Lucy's team, you're going to move four. And they got a peril card. Uh-oh. Okay, so let's have a listen. So Buena Tierra is part of a chain of Christian bookshops in Peru. So we're like a publishing and teaching arm of the bookshops. But in the last 3 years, we've had three different managers. And those of you who work in business know that is not easy to deal with. So that's had an impact in a variety of ways on the ministry. There's not been a really clear vision for going forwards. There's been no real strategic planning. And I, you know, was feeling quite frustrated, to be honest. Like, where are we going? What are we wanting to see? How are we going to grow? So it's been a little bit hard. But all the peril cards have their butt. But the current manager, she's called Mary, very formidable woman, but she's passionate about Buena Tierra and what we're doing. And with her, we've done some wonderful strategic planning. We have some ideas of where we're going, and things are actually happening. So that's really exciting. And with every story that I share, I want to share a Bible verse as well. Okay, because I do believe that God speaks to us through his word. And so as I read these different Bible verses today, maybe one of them might speak to you. This one is from Psalm 61, verse 2. It says, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." This is a peril card. I'm afraid there's a bad consequence, okay? What you have to do is you have to throw this dice again, and that team get to go forwards the amount you throw. So throw it, okay? Well, they get two, so Larry's team get to go forward two and get the dice, and you guys throw. Your go. Excellent. Excuse me. Oh, I forgot to put the picture up, didn't I? There's a picture of some of my teammates from the El Inca bookshop and the current manager there down the bottom. Okay. So, what did you guys get? A peril card as well. Another two. Okay, so some more tricky stuff. Finances. It's always tricky when you're managing a ministry. And the Buena Tierra's been dependent upon the bookshops. And the bookshops haven't been doing that well. So when they don't do well, you know, even if we are doing well with selling our materials and doing training, all the profit just gets absorbed into the El Inca. So we haven't had any investment for reprinting of books. Some of our manuals that we have gone out of stock, so we write Sunday school books for churches, and some of them we don't have anymore. And we've been trying and trying to reprint them, but it's been really difficult. But last year, God provided for the printing of a holiday Bible club. Okay, so this one's called David and the Wonderful Word of God. Comes with a CD and everything. So that was an amazing blessing. And thank you to you guys for your generosity, because we've just been able to print this new material, which is called Aurora. You might know it as Loreen, with the parrot that you might have seen on my newsletters. And this is a manual with 17 lessons to help churches teach kids about preventing sexual abuse, because it's a big problem in Peru, and we want to help the church to be able to talk about this topic with kids so they know when they might be in danger, they know what's appropriate, what's not, and they know how to get help, because that's just really important. So, yes, but this is, so Jeremiah 29, verse 7, I'm going to replace a couple of words. "Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the El Inca," that's the name of the bookshops, "to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for the El Inca, because if the El Inca prospers, you too will prosper." But what you have to do is, this whole team, you have to stand up and turn around three times, okay? If you're able, stand up, turn around three times as your punishment. Okay, you guys get the dice ready. It's all right, if you guys just stand back a little bit. Right, throw.
They got a peril card, so there's a
consequence. No. It's different consequences every time. Okay? You're not dizzy, are you? Oh, look, it fell on paradise. I'm a bit bored of selling. And what do you get? One. You go forwards, one, and a paradise card. So, I began 3 years ago. When I left here last time, I was just moving into this ministry of Buena Tierra, and I started working with them full time. So we do have this really clear vision of wanting to equip churches, and especially more poorly resourced churches, There are some big churches in Lima that have lots of resources and lots of money, and they can sort themselves out. But there are a lot of very small churches across Peru who don't have that kind of access, and we really want to reach them. And a lot of their teachers, they don't have very good education, and we want to help train them and build them up and equip them to teach the Bible better. And compared to when I came home last time and told my fairy story, and it was a bit sad because it had been a bit hard, it's completely different this time. I've just known God's faithfulness and how he's brought me on this journey, and I just feel so much more satisfied in the work that I'm doing there in Peru. And I think it's a better use of my skills as a teacher, not just teaching 30 children, but I can teach 40 teachers who then teach 30 children each, you know? So I think it's really more effective at not just a national level, but also internationally, because we do work in some other countries. This verse is a key one for me to help motivate me in why it's important to teach kids the Bible. It comes from 2 Timothy 3:14-15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And you guys get to collect, whose go was it? Your go? Your first item. Remember, the team with the most items wins a Buena Tierra bookmark. And you get to jump to the next city on your route. So jump across over there. Okay, you guys, are you ready to throw? Yeah. I keep missing these pictures, don't I? There we go. There's a little bit of Buena Tierra and our books and our co-worker, the iguana. Oh! No, I'm sure it just rolled over. Look, it did. You get to go 4 and have a paradise card. Okay, I won't forget the picture this time. Okay. When I went back last time, I changed churches as well. So I had a big change, changing ministry, changing churches. But I found a great new local church called Koinonia, which means kind of like community. It's someone will know it. It's in Greek. But it has clear Bible teaching, and I can see that they really love God and love one another. And I definitely knew I was meant to be there when they said they were going to organise a New Year's Eve party and that it would be fancy dress and that I could do the games. It was just perfect for me. So it's been a real encouragement to be a part of that family there. And I really feel like I've journeyed together. With Peruvians, it's been a different experience than ministering in a church, to be there, to receive, to serve, to be part of it. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." We're to pursue those things together. Again, that's encouragement for you guys here today. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace together. Okay, so who's all your what you get? You get to go to collect pom poms, and you get to go forward 3 places, and you have to hug someone else on your team. So quickly hug each other, give someone a hug. Okay, that's nice. Whose go is it? Your go? Okay, let's go. I'm not going to move the dice this time, so it's just whatever happens. Pair roll, and they go forwards 2. Okay, so this one is called robbery. Oof. My lovely but very gullible cleaning lady fell for a phone scam and gave away my laptop, the work laptop, a scanner, my camera, Pyrex dishes, and when I opened the kitchen drawer, all of my cutlery had gone. This guy convinced her on the phone that it was for a family party, and I think you might know about it because you guys were part of the butt in this. Thanks to so much of your generosity, I was able to replace those items. And even more than that, the abundance of giving that I was blessed with, I was able to go and do training in Ecuador that we didn't have the money to do. But with the extra money that I got in, I was able to go and do training for about 200 people in a Christian Congress in Ecuador. So that was just amazing how God used all of that like hard stuff and difficult stuff, but brought real blessing out of it. Psalm 112:7 says, "They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." Okay, so what you have to do, whose turn was it? You guys, you have to give one of your items to this team. You've only got one to give them, I'm sorry. And you guys, you have to jump as high as you can, those that are able. If you're not able, stretch up as high as you can. Come on, jumping. Okay. Right, get ready, roll the dice. Roll the dice. Paradise and a six. That was a good roll. Good job. Okay, this one is called home. Okay, it's important to have a good home, especially when you're away from your home country. And it's been a real blessing to share my house for the last 3 years with Anna. She's almost as crazy as me, but she's fun, creative, and inspires me to pray a lot more, which is great. And it's just God's provision of someone to share all the ups and downs of life overseas with. She's a missionary with CMS, with the Anglican Church, and God has used our friendship and the home to bless others too. Our flat's actually called Hotel Shanna, because so many people pass through and sleep on our sofa and on a giant lilo that we've got. 1 Peter 4, 8 and 9 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling." So you get to collect a fabric coaster for your house. If you want to, you can pass these items around so other people in your team can, you know, have a, you know, fluff of the pom-poms. And because we're talking about, you know, encouraging one another and living together, who's ahead? Which team is ahead? Okay, you guys get to join them. Hey. Okay, you go all the way around, up through the desert, up into the mountains, round through the jungle and back to the mountains again. Okay, because it's important to do this life together. Okay, brilliant. Okay, roll away. Okay, what have we got? Paradise. Okay. Excuse me. I like the good news. This one's number four. It's called Creating. So in the last 3 years, I've been involved in creating holiday Bible clubs for kids aged 4 to 15. We've done three different themes. Who am I? Looking at our identity in Christ. We've done house to house with Jesus, learning about people that Jesus visited in their homes. And most recently, the one I showed you, David and God's Wonderful World. Written to encourage churches and children to care for creation. So it's just like always amazing to see like some scraps of paper with a few ideas and drawings and conversations suddenly come to life in the form of a book. And, you know, I've even written some songs. We have a producer who makes it into music, but, you know, just amazing what God's allowed me to be a part of. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So you get to collect the llama. Okay, is that you guys? You get the fluffy llama. Okay, and you get to throw this dice again and move forwards. Okay. Okay, move forwards too. Right, you guys roll. Larry's team, how are you doing? Yay, good. Okay. I might give bonus points, you know, for... Yes, a six and a paradise. Okay, excuse me. Thank you. Okay, this one is called Training. So one of my main roles has been to be involved in training across Peru and a couple of times in Ecuador and a very brief four-day trip to Mexico. And I've worked out that over the last 3 years, Buena Tierra, we have trained over 4,000 teachers. Some of those might be doubles, but mostly individual different people. And I hope that they are, therefore, more effective at teaching the Bible to kids in their churches and encouraging their communities. And if you think 4,000 teachers, how many kids are they reaching? Yeah. Like, that's like, even if there's 10 kids for each teacher, that's like 40,000 kids. It's really exciting. And I've heard that churches, you know, they've done their holiday Bible clubs off a boat in the jungle and off the back of a lorry in the mountains and in the poorer areas of Lima. It's just amazing. I remember once we went up to a city in the mountains to do some training, and we were just walking past a church, and they were all decorated with our holiday Bible club material. What they'd done with it was amazing. It was just such an encouragement to see how they take our book, but they make it their own and reach their communities with it. Romans 10, verse 14 says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" Okay, so it's really important for us to keep telling people about God and how great he is. So they get to collect the guinea pig. Is that you guys? Yeah, don't eat it, please. Because you know in Peru they do eat guinea pigs, okay? And from the bonus bag, you get to choose a bonus item. Stick your hand in, no looking. What's your bonus item? Okay, show it to everyone. You can pass it around your team. Okay, it's a lovely, beautiful cross. Okay, brilliant. And up here, you can just see some of the different sorts of training we've done. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big, but it's always good. Okay, let's go. Paradise, yes, and three. How are my llama movers doing? You all right over there? Yeah, behaving themselves? Okay. Another part of the training that we've been doing, we've developed a Christian education course, which has two levels, level one and level two. Okay, that's something I started on when I went back, 2014. And then last year we developed more level two. It's a 10-week course for each level, and we expect people to come for 3 hours a week for their classes, and then they have to do homework and everything. So it's quite intense, but we find it really encouraging just to see how some of these teachers, they might not have even finished secondary school, but how their just eyes are opened to ways of teaching kids the Bible, just even practical things like discipline. And level two has more specialised topics like doing discipleship with children, kids and mission, love languages, working with parents, all of those kind of things. And most recently, just before I came back here, we were able to get university level certification for this course. So we get a certificate, kind of sponsored, as it were, by the Evangelical Seminary of Lima, which is a university. And that's really encouraging. In Peru, they love their certificates, but it's encouraging for us that our work and our course is recognized at that level. Romans 12:11 says, never be lazy. Anyone here lazy? Sometimes. But work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And you get to collect some Peruvian coins, okay? You could try stealing them, but you can't spend them here, so don't worry. And you get to go forward 6 places. And the team has to shout, Jesus loves you, as loud as you can.
Jesus!
1, 2, 3!
Jesus loves you!
Yeah, excellent. Okay, brilliant. Okay, we've got still a little bit of time to do a few more. Okay, peril. Dun, dun, dun. It's all right. It's good to know some of the tough things. Okay, this one's called administration. Who here likes doing admin? In December, so for the last 2.5 years, I was working with Daily, and she was the administrator, Buena Tierra, coordinating everything, but she had to leave in December because of personal reasons. And due to that, I was then taking on the leadership of the ministry, which actually was really excited about, and I think God had brought me to a point I was ready for it. But I wasn't really ready for the admin. I'm not an admin person. I don't like sitting in front of the computer. Not that into Excel. But I found myself immersed in this world. And because we're a business, I've had to learn lots of kind of business things. And I have to deal with accountancy jargon and all in Spanish. So it's been a little bit tough and a steep learning curve. But I haven't been alone. Mary, the boss, who's up there on the right-hand side, she's been really encouraging. And also I have a new sidekick called Moises, and he and I have been working together. He's been working in the El Inca bookshops for about the last 9 years and has been involved in some of the work of Buena Tierra. And now, while I'm here, he's looking after it all. So we definitely need to pray for him and for the team there. So Colossians 3:23 says, do your best, work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. Okay, which team was that? Okay, you all have to stand on one leg till they throw the dice. Let's go, stand up, stand up. Stand up, one leg, one leg. One leg, one leg, one leg. Okay, throw the dice, throw the dice, throw the dice. Yay, okay, you can sit down now. One and paradise. Okay. Oh, this picture also includes someone very kind who sent me gluten-free hobnobs, and they keep me going, you know. So if you ever fancy sending a parcel to Peru. Okay, this is paradise number 8. This one's called training team. So another aspect of my work that I think is really important is facilitating Peruvians to do the training. so that I'm not the only person who can train other people because I'm the foreigner and I'm special. No. So last year, we started to gather together a team of people. We've got about 15 people who they've done our level one and level two Christian education courses. And now they're doing it without me. So while I'm here, they are teaching those two levels in Lima. And it's really exciting. It's really exciting because it means when I go back, we're going to be able to do more training in more places, reach more teachers and reach more children, and hopefully then reach more families and communities for Christ. And I think that's just really exciting. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Okay, you guys get to have some Peruvian clothes and you get to choose a bonus item from the bonus bag. Just one. Okay, you've got the hat. Don't forget you can pass it around your team so they can have a look. Brilliant. Okay, I think we're going to have time for one more go each. Okay? Paradise five. And five. Okay, brilliant.
I'll throw this one.
Yep. Oh, not that one. This one. Okay, this is called Vision. So while we were going through this change and we had bad leadership and then we had good leadership, we had a time of evaluating really what was going on. And God really spoke to me clearly through some verses in Proverbs. They say this, "Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and the new growth appears and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your female servants." And it sounds a bit weird talking about sheep and goats and grass and hay, but I just really felt that God gave me these steps that we needed to go through as Buena Tierra, which was to evaluate, to be committed to take care of, to be aware of threats, that there would be a change from old to new, but there is a promise of provision for the future at the end. And this guy is working at one of the most famous places in Peru. Where might that be? Machu Picchu. Excellent. Machu Picchu, we've seen all the big famous pictures from a distance, but this is a real close-up picture. He's basically got a toothpick, and he just scratches at the rock to get the lichen off the rock. What a crazy job in a place that has thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of stones. He might just think he's doing such a small, not very worthwhile job. But actually, if he doesn't do what he does, it will have bigger consequences. I just want to encourage us that whatever we're doing, whether it's big or small, you know, if God gives us a vision for it, then do it. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're not up the front doing all these things. We need people doing even the smallest of jobs. So thank you to people who, you know, do the computer and set up beforehand and tidy up afterwards. Okay, and at the pumpkin party, they're going to need people doing small things and big things. So just go for it and get involved. So you get to collect a Chew Your Hat. You can have one each to wear. There you go. Okay, I did say someone. And you get to go forwards three places. Nice. Okay, brilliant. Okay, your last go, team. A six and which one was it? A peril. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I like this one. Even though it's a peril one, I like it. This one's called Traveling Traumas or Traveling Trials. It might seem that I live a jet set lifestyle, but it hasn't always gone so smoothly. I can remember when takeoff was aborted halfway through takeoff on the runway. I can remember nearly getting stuck in flooding, that photo on the bottom right in the north of Peru. And I can't forget the time that our plane twice tried to land in fog at an airport in the mountains. So that was the view from the plane on the top left there. So the plane was going down, 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 clouds, 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 houses, up, 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 up. Okay, so it was a little bit like, whoa, and we did that twice. And then they took us to a city 6 hours drive away. And said, well, you can get off here or you can come back to Lima. And we had training that evening. So we had to make the 6-hour journey across the desert, which is the picture below. And the last picture, the one in the mountains, we got stuck up the mountains at 4,800 metres. That's almost halfway up Everest. Very high and very beautiful, but we were stuck there from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. On a coach. And, you know, it was just like, oh, it was an 8-hour journey as it was. It turned into a 16-hour one. But, look at that. It was beautiful. At 7 o'clock in the morning, I begged the bus driver to let us off the bus so I could get out and enjoy the snow. Because you don't get it much in Peru. And I've just been really encouraged by God's protection, basically. You know, in spite of all of these things, all of my comings and goings, I just feel God's been there and protected me and looked after me. And also enabled me to see his amazing creation. If anyone wants an amazing holiday, Peru is the place. You know, you've got desert and you've got mountains, you've got jungle, everything you could want. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Okay, so you guys, it was your go. You have to throw the dice and go backwards that amount. Sorry. Okay, throw the dice, go backwards. Thank you. Six.
She tried to get it on the one.
Brilliant. Okay, so all of those different things have happened. There are some more. If you want to know about them, then please speak to me. I'm here. I'm in Liverpool. And so I hope that at least you've been able to capture a little bit of what God's been doing in this time. And but the part I want to highlight as we end, we'll do the winners in a minute, okay? But the part I really want to highlight is about trust. Because some of you might look at me and think, oh my goodness, I could not do what she does, you know. I couldn't live away from my family, I couldn't do all that travelling, I couldn't speak another language. But there are a lot of days when I can't do what I do, when I'm just like, oh my goodness. But we believe and trust in a God who can, even when we can't. And I think often we only truly see him at work when we stop. When we feel weak, when we fall, when we find ourselves out of control, out of our depth, when we're just a wreck, when we're a mess inside or a mess outside, when we just can't be bothered, I think that's when God says, you know, come and lean on me. He wants us to know him more. He wants us to know his presence and his power. He wants us to know his comfort and his cleansing. And as I've been learning to trust him more in big things and in small things, I've only really learned, one, how faithful and trustworthy he is, and two, how much more I need to trust in him, how much further there is to go. I'd love for us to say these verses from Proverbs together. These have been really important to me, especially this year, and this is from the version of the Message. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. What do you need to trust God with today? What are you trying to figure out on your own? Are you off track? Run to God. He is there. He's waiting for you. He wants to have you like his child, a child in a father's arms. And I've been so grateful that I can run to him in any time, in any place. Stuck up a mountain, stuck in traffic, stuck in front of a computer, stuck in bad habits. Whatever it is, I've been able to go to him. So let's not limit God's can with our can't. And let's trust God completely, whether we're in peril or whether we're in paradise. So, which team has the most items? Where are the items? How many items? Where are the items? Okay, we have to do a little... Can you collect the items from your team and we can see? And how far did we get round Peru with Al? This is Al, my alpaca. He is available for selfies. You know, if you want selfies with Al afterwards, no problem. And we went round a few times, didn't we? So we've got Larry's team have ended up in Trujillo, a city on the coast. Very good architecture and... very good food and a nice beach. And the other one ended up in central Lima, which is where our... actually in Callao, which is where the airport is. That's exciting, isn't it? Okay, good. So how many items do you guys have?
Two hats.
The hats count as one.
Oh, six.
Okay, you guys got... Four. Brilliant. So a big round of applause for this team. And a big round of applause for this team. And a big round of applause for our helpers. Yay. Excellent. Thanks, guys. Pop the items on there. And you should have all received in your... Thank you, guys. Just sit down now. You can all have a rest and sit down. You should have received in your bulletin two lovely gifts, one of which is a little flyer with some just up-to-date information about me and what I'm doing. And I'd want to give a big plug to my new website. Same address, lifeinlima.com, but it's got a kind of new, fresher look and just up-to-date information and all of those sorts of things. So please have a look and check it out. I did actually... I'm not, like, normally a model, but someone gave me a photo shoot for my 40th birthday this year, so that's why there's some fancier pictures on there. But if you are interested in knowing how you can support me, well, you already do so well, and I just want to say thank you for that. But, yeah, so three things, pray, play, and pay. So pray, continue praying for me. I can't do what I do, and we can't do what we're doing in Peru without your prayers. And play. Be in touch with me, send me a silly card, Skype me, like my pictures on Facebook, let me know how you are doing. It's sometimes hard, I come back here after 3 years and it's like, hi, how are you doing? You know, so yeah, keep in touch because it's not just a one-way thing, it's a two-way relationship we've got here, we're part of a team. And if you are interested in supporting me, there's a new kind of direct link on the LatinLink website. So I'm part of LatinLink, an organisation that kind of oversees everything that we're doing and helps look after me, and that's really encouraging. So thank you very, very much. Yes. Don't need to clap. Feel free afterwards if you want to come up. There's like other leaflets, prayer diaries. You can come and, like, you know, have a little cuddle with the guinea pig. That's fine.